I'm going to tell you a sad story, but hopefully with a happy ending. It's a story of fishing, and I think it shows what happens when our search for food and profit is led only by greed. Newfoundland is a cold, rocky area on Canada's Atlantic coast. For millions of years, it has had fish among those rocks, a lot of fish. In 1497, John Cabot reported that there were so many fish that boats had trouble moving through them. You could put your hands out and pick them out. Most of these fish were cod, an excellent fish for eating, firm, white, healthy, and fat. On the whole, the reason people went there to live was for the fishing. So, what happened? Well, nothing much for about 500 more years. Up until 1950, all was well. Fishermen used traditional fishing methods and caught plenty, up to about 250,000 tons a year. And the cod recovered each year to similar levels as before. But then the greed started. From all over the world, new huge factory fishing ships came in. They could catch 800,000 tons a year, and with no laws to stop them, they did. In other words, they ignored the consequences of their actions. Scientists were slow to see the danger, and politicians didn't want to know, although traditional fishermen warned them. When it came, the disaster was sudden and dramatic. Basically, the fish disappeared. They were overfished, unable to recover, their habitat destroyed by nets as big as football fields, their young destroyed. By 1994, the lowest point, it was estimated that only 1,700 tons of cod remained in the area, an area that used to have millions. Fishing was banned in 1992. Initially intended to last 2 years, the ban went on for more than 20. On the whole, it was devastating for the local economy and society. Over 30,000 people in the area lost their jobs, jobs that went back hundreds of years, passed from father to son. Towns shrank or disappeared as the young people were forced to leave and look for work elsewhere. Communities were destroyed. Where is the happy ending, you ask? Well, it seems that the fish have now reached a point where they can recover. 6-year-old, fully grown cod are now breeding. The waters are filling up again. Maybe not like in the old days where you couldn't move in the water, but they are coming back. Overall, Newfoundland is recovering with a new tourist economy. And the local people hope that when the fish come back, traditions will return with them. I think there is a clear lesson in this story. Those fish could feed our world, but only if we protect them too. We need controlled fishing that allows the fish to survive and thrive. But will we learn? I hope so. We have to.